This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abam. We're continuing in the Sefer of the Chafetz Chaim, the Sefer Tzipisa LeYeshua, where the Chafetz Chaim is outlining for us the two categories of people that will be in the end of days and how both of them contribute to the coming of Mashiach. How do we reconcile the simanim found in Parshas Nitzavim that we're going to do tshuva with the simanim found in the Gemara and Soita and in Sanhedrin about the very low madrega of the Klal Yisrael in the end of days? And the Chafetz Chaim says they're both true. That those Jews who remain steadfast to the Torah, despite the mockery and the scorn of the other Jews, and despite the lack of observance of the rest of Klal Yisrael, that will be a situation where that will definitely bring the Mashiach much closer. Now, you're able to hear? Yeah. So, the Chafetz Chaim yesterday described that those Jews who, in order to ensure that their children remain true to the Torah, accept upon themselves a life of poverty, and they don't travel to communities away from where the yeshivas are, and they give up of their livelihood and their ability to earn a living in order to allow their children to go to yeshivas, says the Chafetz Chaim, in his eyes, this we could say, not only in his eyes, he says, "Bevadai nucha loymar denech shavza tshuva l'Hashem b'chol leiv nefesh." That is considered complete tshuva. That was the principle that we learned yesterday. That sacrifice for the Jewish education of one's children is considered complete teshuva. Let's proceed in the Tzipisa LeYeshua. Says the Tzipisa LeYeshua, V'chahena habonim hasridim asher Hashem korei. Likewise, the children, the princes that Hashem calls upon, meaning the small minority of the youth that call out to Hashem, asher Hashem korei, that call out to Hashem, hasamim leilois kayomim al Torah Hashem, that they dedicate night and day to the Torah, umashchirim es peneihem bedoichak mezoinoseihem, and they literally blacken their faces in the deprivation of their food, rak lehizdabek b'Torah Hashem u'mitzvoisav, only to cling to the Torah, to mitzvois, kol yisham v'chol chevtsam. That is their only yearning and desire. By the way, how can we not help but think, you know, many people ask, you know, what is this phenomenon today? There's so many people who are sitting and learning. We never had this in our history. You know, it used to be in Europe, so they would have a few iluyim who would be brilliant students, were groomed to be future Tamei Chachamim and Gedolim, but the vast majority went to work. What is this phenomenon that we're seeing today of wholesale learning of the youth? And how could you not help by reading the words of the Chafetz Chaim, where he talks about the wholesale forsaking of Judaism of the youth in the pre-war times? Maybe the way the Ribbono Shel has Bahashkacha Elyona, that somehow that a tikkun for what took place before the war, maybe a tikkun for what took place in the times of the Chafetz Chaim. So the wholesale defecting from the world of Torah and mitzvahs. So now we have a tikkun. Now the youth is almost al piroiv. That is the general derech today of the youth of Klal Yisrael. Perhaps somehow this is a tikkun for previous generations. But be it as it may, says the Chafetz Chaim, the youth, that despite deprivation, uvizman shenimtzulam harbe mafriyim umalaglegim, at a time that they find many interferers and many people who mock them, Hem yitzchazku atzmam la'moyd al mishmartam. They strengthen themselves to stand on their guard. Mishmeres hakodesh, the holy watch, b'Torah, in the learning of Torah v'avoda. V'chol hakosov b'Torahs Moshe v'divrei hanaviim. And these select few, to them, whatever it says in the Chumash and the words of the Nevi'im, hakol kadosh etzlam, it's all sanctified to them, it's all holy to them. Haloi madregasam oila lamala ma'oid ba'is hazois. Such people rise to a very high level at such a time. So, at a time when the majority scorns, mocks, looks down upon those Jews who remain steadfast to the Torah, those who do remain steadfast, their madrega rises very high. Now look what he says. V'chohena eila habanim v'achurei Yisrael. And similarly, the children, the youth of Klal Yisrael, asher mitzukas hazman yavro aleim, who experience the difficulty of the time, uv'soich mitzukasam, and in their travails, yischazku lishmar das Hashem, they strengthen themselves to preserve the religion of Achol Yechaltim with all their ability. V'yifalu ba'atzmam. And they act upon themselves. They work upon themselves. L'chyois b'lechem tsar. To live with bread of deprivation. U'mayim lachatz. And oppressed water. V'rak shelo yovei pigul otoich piyem. The times are, says the Chafetz Chaim, that the only way to avoid eating tarfus is basically to curtail one's eating to bread and water. And these youth are starving, they're famished, they're dehydrated, not for a day and not for 2 days, for years and years, of Isman Shanapsham Ra'eva, and at a time that their souls are starving, utzmeh and thirsting, va'ayefa, and tired, v'lo yoyim echad u'shnayim, they don't do this for a day or two, ela kama v'kama yomim v'shanim, for days and years. We know in the early 20th century, in the times of World War I, the poverty was overwhelming. The deprivation was all-consuming, v'chol anyam u'merudam, and in all their poverty and affliction, lo yivatu chas v'shalim, they do not rebel. Ela oid nafsham bahem tismoigog, their soul melts within them, al miyutam batoira, because of their, in their mind, in their self-perceived view, they are lacking in Torah knowledge, uva mitzvah Hashem, asher ein biyadam lasas karoi, that they don't have the wherewithal to perform properly because of lack of resources. Ha ein zeh tshuva l'Hashem b'chol leiv v'chol nefesh, to observe Torah at a time of such distress and deprivation, is that not considered complete tshuva? You know, we read this and we sort of wonder, what does this have to do with 2023? Because this is not the reality today. The reality is there's a very strong and eminent young movement of B'nai Torah that we never had before in our history. Never before in our history did we have tens of thousands of Avreichim and B'nai Torah dedicated to Limud HaTorah Yom HaLaila. The only thing is, the conditions that the Chafetz Chaim describes complete honesty, are not the conditions today. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael you have some Bachrim who they're experiencing poverty, but the overwhelming majority of B'nai Torah today, they're eating Frosted Flakes for breakfast or Fruity Pebbles, and they're going to the pizza store, and they have Kol Minei Matamim for every Suda during the day. And they are not living a life of deprivation. And even B'nai Torah, let's say Koilo Yungalite, who are subsisting on a modest salary, they are still living in relative comfort compared to the conditions the Chafetz Chaim speaks about. So then what? Does this whole argument become obsolete? Because nowadays we live in a land, in a country of great bounty and resource and comfort and convenience. And I would humbly maintain that the argument of the Chafetz Chaim is as strong as ever. Because in our times, we have our own challenges. And all the Svarim teach us that the challenge of Ashirus and Taiva is a harder challenge than the challenge of Anios. And even though nobody says that, nobody would, when I say nobody would say that, we think, no, you know, I'll take the challenge of wealth any day. But all the Sifrei Yisrael are unanimous that the challenge of wealth is a much greater challenge. And the taiva that a Ben Torah has to give up is nothing short than an akeda today. And this is not, don't take my word for it, Rav Gamliel Rabinovich writes in his Sfarim that what we ask a young man to do today, to give up the hanois of the street, and the hanois that are available are a lot more grandiose than what was available in Radin and in Warsaw and in Budapest in the year 1920 and 1930. It's giving up a lot, and it's very glamorous, and it's very alluring, and it's very drawing, and it's very enticing. And what we ask a young man to do, when his at an age that his passions are flaring, we ask him to sit al hatorah v'al avoda. That's nothing short of an akedas Yitzchak. And you could possibly make the case, because maybe at first glance it would sound far-fetched that a challenge of young Jewish people today is more challenging than in 1920. But it might sound like that to you because you never really paid attention and learned what the Svarim tell us. When I say Svarim, I use the terminology because this is literally found in dozens and dozens of sources. The challenge of Ashirus, when I say Ashirus, it doesn't just mean money. The challenge of bounty, of Ma Yase HaBen Shelo Yechta, is a much greater challenge than the challenge of Anios. I'll give you one example. Aruch HaShulchan in his Drasha, his Kol B'nei Levi, writes that he brings that by speaking Lashon Hara, then you could have Tzaras on a bias, and you might, like Rashi brings, you'll find a treasure in the house and you'll become wealthy. And he explains that before a person had money and they passed the challenge of poverty, so then they're ready for a greater challenge, the challenge of wealth. And in that case, every argument the Chafetz Chaim makes in terms of the difficulty of for those who remain steadfast to Torah, because again, the reality is B'nai Torah are not deprived and B'nai Torah are not mocked in 2023. Maybe from the outside world, maybe from the secular world, but it's not something that a Ben Torah lives with on a practical level. Sure it was in the beginning of the 20th century. A Ben Torah would walk out on the street, he would feel scorned, embarrassed, shamed, he would feel like a shlamazel. Not so today. But even so, today, giving up Tanuge Olam Hazeh is a greater challenge even than what the Chafetz Chaim is talking about. And by the way, if I may add, this is one of the reasons that we maintain why it is more likely for Mashiach to come in our time than in earlier generations. If I may, the Arizal would always tell Rav Chaim Vital, this is brought in the Shar HaGagulim, of how lofty his neshama is, how great his soul is. And Rav Chaim Vital says, what do you mean? I don't even come close to those of the lowest in the earlier generations. And the Arizal says, God does not judge a person based on their level, but in the context of the generation that they live in. Says the Ari, in earlier generations, the Koyach HaTumah was at bay. But says the Ari, in our times, the Koyach HaTumah is out of control. Therefore, says the Ari to Rav Chaim Vital, in the eyes of Hashem, you are much, much greater than earlier generations. And therefore, we could say that if in the 16th century, in Sfas, the Arizal said that the Koyach HaTumah are out of control, what would the Arizal say if he walked through the streets of Manhattan today? What would he say about the Koyach HaTumah? He wouldn't even be able to imagine such a thing. If the forces of impurity were out of control in Sfas, in Eretz Yisrael, would they not have bread to eat? Imagine what the Yetzer Hara is like today. And if in such a generation, if Reb Chaim Vital, because the Kachas HaTorah were out of control, was greater than in earlier generations, then a Ben Torah today, in the eyes of Shamayim, might be more valuable than Amoraim, Tanoim, and Nevi'im. Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz writes, and he says, we don't like to talk about this too much, because we don't want people to feel arrogant. He writes this in the Sefer Das Torah on Parsha Shlach. He says, it could be, you could have a young man studying the words of a Rishon, and the young man could isn't breaking his teeth to understand what the Rishon is saying, but because of the difficulty of the times he's living in Shamayim, he is more valued even than the Rishon who wrote those words. The Reb Chaim Vital, the Reb Yerucham says, we don't like to talk about this too much, but that's the truth. We have no idea what one single mitzvah in our generation is worth. We're going to elaborate upon this tomorrow with the mashal of Rabbi Avadia Yosef. I wish everyone a wonderful day. Bracha v'hatzlacha.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.